A joint congressional committee begins hearings today on why the FBI and CIA failed to piece together evidence of a major terrorist conspiracy before September 11th. President Bush's top legal advisor, Alberto Gonzalez, will be following testimony as Congress also tries to find out what information was given to the president before the attacks. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with the White House counsel in the West Wing yesterday.
At 47, Alberto Gonzalez is a boyish-looking man with a gentle manner. But in 18 months as President Bush's lawyer, Gonzalez has had to be a fighter. The former Texas Supreme Court justice helps the president select and champion judicial nominees for the federal courts. He also decides how much information the White House releases on a number of controversial subjects, including contacts between the Bush administration and Enron. Today, Gonzalez expects the FBI and CIA to be forthcoming with Congress about the 9/11 attacks.
But we're also sensitive to the fact there are certain prerogatives that nonetheless have to be protected. For example, if it's an internal memo to the President of the United States, obviously we want to be kept apprised of whether or not they're going to release, because we consider that highly sensitive and we want to be included in that decision.
But the president doesn't have any reaction to all of these disclosures about what he should have known or what he didn't know.
No, what the president's concerned about is that if we have problems in the way that we currently operate between the agencies, that those problems have to be identified and we have to address those problems.
So he's in touch with that issue. Is he in touch with the idea of reforming the FBI?
You know, he, of course, nominated Bob Mueller and has a great deal of confidence that Bob Mueller understands that changes have to be made and that Bob is going to see that those changes, necessary changes, are implemented.
White House counsel Gonzalez is also guiding the president through the storm surrounding the Bush administration's refusal to release the full roster of names of Enron executives and other energy officials who met with Vice President Cheney's energy panel. Yesterday, Gonzalez announced that he will allow Congress to review more than 1,700 documents relating to Enron as long as some remain secret. The White House had earlier refused to release the documents to congressional leaders, a tactic, Gonzalez says, which is sometimes justified.
There is a legitimate reason sometimes to withhold information from Congress. We certainly understand that Congress has an oversight role. But on the other hand, there is a difference between oversight over the White House, in my judgment, and oversight over an agency. Oversight over the White House, for no reason at all, just because they want to know what's going on here, would be like this White House asking Senator Lieberman to tell us who from Enron did he meet with.
So when will the White House release the entirety of the record?
Well, we are working now with Senator Lieberman in making the documentation available to the committee.
Have you set a date, though, for the release?
We're working with his office to try to reach an accommodation as quickly as possible.
I want to talk about judgeships a little bit. There are a number of judgeships that you have tried to get through the Hill without success. Where does it stand now?
Juan, we still have a number of the president's nominees pending before the Senate. We still have a number of vacancies existing around the country. 10% of the district court benches are vacant. 20% of the circuit court benches are vacant. In a sense, a branch of government is not operating the way that it should be because it doesn't have the personnel.
The judiciary.
The judiciary that it needs to do its job.
Now, from the Democrat side, the Democrats would say, I have here some numbers. It says the Democrats said they confirmed more judges in the first 10 months when they took control of the Senate than the GOP did when the Republicans took control back in 94. So they're trying to say it's not their fault. They're willing to compromise.
Well, I'm not sure this is an area where there should be a great deal of compromise on principle, quite frankly, because these are lifetime appointments and decisions of judges can have significant impact.
So how does your concern over the judiciary's ability to function fit with the idea that you won't compromise with the Democrats?
Well, regrettably, it may mean that we may have to be patient and wait and see what happens in the November election, and that may be viewed as sort of a crass political assessment, but that is in fact true. You know, one way to get this thing moving is to take back the Senate so that we can at least get our judges onto the full Senate floor.
Could it be that the Democrats fear President Bush having the ability to appoint several people to the United States Supreme Court, and they worry that if they allow more conservative judges onto the lower courts, that will act as a precedent?
That very well could be. You know, the whole exercise of who to put on the U.S. Supreme Court is a whole different exercise.
By the way, are there any imminent Supreme Court openings coming?
Juan, if I knew, then I wouldn't tell you.
Gee, well, that's not fair, Judge Gonzalez.
We're not aware of any imminent vacancy on the Supreme Court, no.
Gonzalez is himself frequently mentioned as a possible Supreme Court nominee. He says the president is open to nominating people who are not sitting judges. But yesterday he said he loves his current job, which he describes as the best job a lawyer can have because he has the most important client in the world and one who listens to his advice. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.